Hello, and this is Mrs. Paranormal. It is 6:51 Wisconsin time, PM, on a Tuesday evening. Hi! Surprise! The reason why I'm doing this podcast tonight is because the podcast I did a couple days ago, I was so not happy with that. It's not sitting well with me. So I'm just going to delete it. So all of you guys who didn't hear the podcast or are hearing it now, don't worry. It was crap. I'm deleting it. It was absolutely terrible. So I've been thinking about it. I'm like, nope. I got some spare time-ish to do it this evening, so I am going to do the podcast tonight because Sunday was shit, and I'm telling you guys, it's been bugging me. I don't know, not happy about it. So, today, more ghost stories like usual, and right now we're going to go to Oregon, however you want to pronounce it, Oregon. Excuse me. So, this is where we're going. Going. And you know, you guys can email me at pattyinw@gmail.com. Wisconsin Investigators of the Supernatural. So, the first story is called The Crystal Ball. Doesn't matter by who. Just doesn't matter. And this was 2019, Oregon. Sorry, guys. I keep getting to my nose. Allergies, I think. Haunted items, it says. Now, several years ago, I was in a book club when I noticed you could buy other things besides books. So, I saw a crystal ball and I really wanted one, so I ordered it. When the crystal ball arrived, there was a little booklet with it telling you how to use it. Why is it every time I do this podcast, my eyes are just like, I can't see well. What the frack? Anyway, maybe I should hold the phone back. Alright, so anyways, there's instructions on how to use a crystal ball, which I guess, I mean, I have a crystal ball technically. It's a very tiny one. I've never used it. It's technically for photography, but I never really cared for the way it turned out when I used it for photographs, you know, because you could like flip. It's up there. I should try and use it, shouldn't I? I never thought of that. Duh, Patty. All right, anyways. So, booklet. Okay. It says to get comfortable, you can use it in the day or night. Oh, I'm at home, by the way, so you hear cars going by. I like that one. Oh, also, guys, it says it's 30 degrees out, but it actually feels like it's 24 degrees out. So I went grocery shopping after work, and because of the cold temps and my sciatic is hurting me, I'm fucking drained. I'm ready to go to bed. It's only like almost 7 p.m. How sad is that, right? Old age, gotta love it. On we go. All right, so I chose the nighttime. You are to wash it in rose water or vinegar and sit it on a silk black cloth, which I did. To want it roll away on my crystal ball, I have a crystal stand. Oh, it even says right here, which I did. It also was saying not to let it roll around. There we go. It came with a little wooden circle to place it on. I also use candles for lighting and incense for relaxation. Oh my God, you guys, I'm such an idiot. I should totally try this. I am such a Nimrod sometimes. You guys recognize that word? Nimrod? Hello, 80s. Anyways. At first, I saw a mist. I tried to write down all that I was seeing, but the paper would disappear when I'd gaze into the ball again? Question mark. I saw different colors after a while, and then I saw my two kids. Oh, so she's an adult. Oh, I thought she was like a kid. By the way, it's writing. It sounds like a child. Sorry, that's mean. Anyways, I was seeing, blah, 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 paper is gone. Different colors. I saw my two kids. They looked far away and were sitting down. My son had his face on the table for some reason. Oh, God, let's hope this isn't a bad thing, like a premonition or something. It says not to drop the ball. I was trying to get a better look into the ball next to the candle. Aw, seriously, next to the candlelight. When I dropped it, I grabbed it, looked up for any kind of cracks. It didn't break. Well, it's solid crystal, so, and it's very heavy. A crystal ball is very heavy, solid crystal, extremely slippery, and really easy to get fingerprints all over it. I should try that. Golly, golly, gosh, sometimes, man. All right, here we go. All right, so it didn't break, no cracks. I could see through it perfectly in the candlelight. Then slowly an eye started to f- form an eye. It was now a perfect eye. It moved from left to right, then blinked. That eyeball really freaked me out, so I put it away and never tried to use it again. Maybe her cat was on the other side of the crystal ball. Kidding. It was a few years later that I ran across it again while moving. It was neatly packed in its original box with a little booklet telling you how to use it. My bookmarker was still there where I had left off. I had never read the whole thing as I was in a hurry, just wanted to try and use it. Okay. So, for the heck of it, I continued reading it, the booklet that is. It said, you'll know you're on the right track when you see your... It said, you'll know you're on the right track when you see your crystal ball awaken. You'll see an eye slowly begin to open. That's exactly what happened. I often wonder if I opened the door to the other side without realizing what I was doing, because I've had things happen ever since. We lived behind a graveyard at the time. I've since heard once you open that door, it can never be closed again. Someone here on your ghost stories reminded me of this story, so I thought I'd share it. Okay, so that promoted her to share the stories. Well, you guys know how that works, right? Kind of like a Ouija, you gotta say goodbye. I really want to try that crystal ball now.
I do.
I got a couple hours yet. I could probably do it. And you know how like a lot of people use roll candles? You could probably technically, if you're like at home and you want to use your crystal ball, you can use those little battery operated candles. You know those ones look real, which I actually have a ton because I had them for Halloween. They look real. I mean, I get it. You know, those are for people who don't want to use flame. They don't want to use the lighter and all that. I use that other method. A lot of people like to use real flame, because the warmth, the colors that you get from it, and the energy from it. So it's just a thought if you don't want to use an actual candle. That was a good story. Not bad. Our new scary house. Oh! Wait a minute. Whoa. What the hell? Let me back up here. It's by the same person. What the frack? I think it's the same one. Yeah. He hears and sees. Okay, well, I'll just keep going. Ghosts and Dungeons. Here we go. Where are we going? Waiting for it to open. We're going to Oregon. That's right. I'm still in Oregon. I never changed it. 2018. All right. Here we go. I've had many ghost experiences in my life, and I've always considered myself to be a very spiritual person. With that being said, I have always been extremely cautious when it comes to the supernatural. I won't even let a Ouija board or tarot cards near me. I just don't like to mess with things because I know that I draw them in and have worked too hard on building an astral shield to let them in. However, that doesn't mean I don't encounter some weird things. Now, in my experience, I know that spirits are drawn to those who can feel them. Correct. I began attending a pretty old college last year as a vocal music major. I said that right. Yes, I did. This meant that I had and still have to spend hours in the basement of the theater practicing my repertoire. Since I've always been in the ghost stories, I've decided to do some research about my school, and turns out that the theater is a hot spot for activity between the founder of the building and the little girl haunting the space. The founder of the building has been known to show up in practice rooms and offer instructions to those practicing, which even I have had a hard time believing. The spirit I do not fear, however, the little girl, really alarms me. Usually, if there is no reason for a child to haunt a building, it is my understanding that this is a demon taking the form of something less threatening. You guys know I don't like that word. I don't believe in that. One night, at around 1 in the morning, I was having a particularly difficult time practicing. Why is she practicing at 1 in the morning? Go to bed. Right? Before I get into what happened, I feel I must explain a few things. The tiny practice room itself has a small square window on the door which looks out into the center where an upright piano stands. Now, each room has a piano and a very old metal music stand that creaks when you try to adjust the height. The walls are very thin. Even people listening to a YouTube video can be heard from the next room over. Since rooms are in the basement, everything from above in the theater can be heard. Well, that makes sense. Once again, this story happened around 1 a.m. and I was the only one in the building. Once again, why are you up at 1 a.m. in the morning? Oh. Anyways, as I began to practice, things started getting, and she goes, strange. I heard very clearly a man's voice in my ear causing me to whip around. Now, I am a paranoid person, so I brushed this off and just continued to practice. Then, from the next room over, I heard one of the music stands slide up. I peeked my head out of the practice room to see that I was still the only one in the basement. I began to suspect that some spirit was probably messing with me or trying to get my attention. Well, I heard doors opening and closing, whispers, footsteps, even a tap on the shoulder at one point. Finally, I'd had enough. This was far from my first supernatural experience, and so I thought I knew how to deal with this. Okay, so it's not her first, is what she's saying. I said aloud that if something was trying to contact me, I wouldn't be able to help them, and that since they were haunting the theater, they must enjoy music. I told them they're more than welcome to listen to me practice. I think that's what angered them. The entire place went eerily silent, and I felt that perhaps whatever had been bothering me had left. Well, as I opened my mouth to continue singing from the next door over, I heard the music stand crash to the ground. That was enough. I began packing my things, and as I looked out the small window in the door, I saw a girl's head from the eyes up peering at me. Ooh, I got chills. She had long black hair, and eyes were pierced the darkness, okay? I'd actually screamed when I saw this and ran out of the basement as quickly as I possibly could. Now, the next day, I told my friends about my experience, and she said I was crazy, but decided to write Ghosts and Dungeons on the side of the practice room. Cute. I haven't had any other experiences in these practice rooms. However, I refuse to go down to the basement alone at night. There is something in that space. It may not be as sinister. However, I don't want to be down there to find out what it is. That was a good one. Yeah, it's making up for it. Ghosts and Dungeons. I like that. I do. Lady in Blue. Boo-ba-doo-boo. Mm-hmm. See, there's that cherub. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5, 6, 7, 8. Wow, I got 8 stories in here, you guys. The new condo part 2, new condo part 1. Have I read these before? I don't know. Hallway shadow figures. Oh, I like the way that sounds. Mm-hmm. 2018, Oregon. Here we go. A haunted life, it says. One of my earliest experiences started with an apartment my parents moved us into. Just a regular 2-bedroom apartment in the suburbs of Portland, Oregon. It had a very large room with a long hallway that connected the front living room and the kitchen to the bedrooms and 2 bathrooms on the other side of the apartment. Now, I was about 7 at the time. Nothing seemed out of the ordinary at first. But months later, at night, when the lights went out, I was laying in my bed. And at the end of the hallway, I was like trying to fall asleep. I did my best, but I couldn't. I had to try to ignore the dark and the shadows of the trees moving on the window and the outside the window. As my eyes continued to roam around the room, my eyes caught on 2 shadows by the door. As my eyes adjusted to the dark, I realized that the shadows weren't trees or the furniture, but they were in the shape of 2 human forms. One taller and one shorter, but both were black shadows, completely opaque and dark than any other shadow around them. And unlike the shadows of the trees, they weren't moving. The smaller of the 2 shadows figures seemed to be peering at me around the corner, like a child peeking in on someone. I stayed stocked I stayed stock still until they were gone. I told no one. Never heard the term stock still before in my life. Time went by and the smaller shadow returned once by itself and one other time. So I didn't think my parents would believe me, so, you know, I didn't say anything. But one day, as we were leaving the apartment, Dad went to turn on the hallway light and it didn't work. Oh. We checked the circuit breaker and nothing had been tripped. We changed the light bulb and two new light bulbs in a row didn't work. So we called the apartment maintenance and no one could figure out the issue. The next day, the lights turned on without an issue. By then, my parents started to wonder what was going on with this place. Everything seemed to be centered around this hallway. The shadows, the lights, suddenly not working. Well, then my family was having dinner and a movie in our back room. Dad asked me to get something and he forgot in the kitchen. I was, what does that say? It was bright sunlit afternoon and nothing had happened for weeks. So I walked down the hallway without any fear, thinking nothing in particular. Then, the minute I came to the other end and I got to our living room, I stopped dead in my tracks. There, by the computer desk, in the living room, stood the same two shadows, just as dark and opaque as before, standing against the blinding daylight. That's very rare, gotta say, guys. I ran back down the hall to my parents, finally screaming out what I had seen. But when they came back to living with me, the shadow figures were gone. Of course. Even though these incidents were rather tame compared to what happened to me in the years to follow, it opened my eyes to the world of the paranormal. Once this happened, I can never go back to the innocent idea Casper was the only ghost. Our scary stories were told and our scary stories that were told to us during Halloween. It was a world that would always seem fine to me. In the back of my mind, I'm always leery of homes with long hallways since hallways seem to enter other paranormal experiences I've had over the years. Does anyone have any theory about hallways and being related to paranormal? Let's see what people say. I don't know. Ouch. Usually you can see people's comments, I thought. Here's some. Excuse me. Oh, it's 6 years ago? Yeah. Long hallway. I agree with the lady glow. I don't think hallways have a higher paranormal activity. Just my opinion from experiences. Talking to others and researching. Plus, you mentioned seeing the figures in the hallway the first time and then seeing them in the living room the second time. I think spirits, ghosts, and shadow figures, etc. may be encountered in one area of a house location more frequently if it's residual activity or they are stuck there for some reason, but not always. It sounds like the shadows you encountered were curious and startled or surprised effect they caused when they appeared. And then people start sharing stories and it goes from there. All right, let's see what else we got. Ow! Sorry, guys. Any of you guys ever had sciatic issues? Yeah, well, then you know. You know what I'm doing, what's going on. You get it. All right, so that was a good story. What else do we have? House recently built near unmarked graves. Ghosts with glowing white eyes. The white robed figure. Signs from a friend. Building light in the rain. Blinding light. Ghost I believe I saw as a child. Battle of good and evil. Ghost Engraving World Part 2. Ghost Engraving World Part 3. Jeez. No. Strange Presence. 2016. Okay, we'll do this one. This takes place in the same house my dad passed away in and had been going on for as long as I can remember. I lived in that house for almost 20 years and would always feel someone was watching me. Wherever I went, in the living room, the kitchen, the bathroom, and all the bedrooms. I now know that people couldn't watch me while I was in the bathroom or kitchen because there weren't any windows. And all the bedrooms had thick, dark curtains covered them at all times. The only windows in the living room had a motion sensor porch light outside. Now, the presence I feel every time I'm in that house doesn't necessarily feel evil, but it's not good either. I never felt very comfortable there, and I know it's not my dad. I've moved recently and lived across the street from my brother and his family. I don't ever feel anything in my house, but I do not often feel it. I do often feel a... Oh, no, there's that word. Benevolent. I can't see it. Isn't this benevolent? I can't see it, guys. Sorry. Benevolent. I can't. Presence in my brother's house. An elderly woman died in their house, and my brother's wife feels and sees her every few weeks. Some of my sister-in-law's experience in their house was that she was home alone, arranging different color containing of baby wipes in the small closet, and in the middle container pulled out one when she was opening the closet. She rearranged them again, and the middle was pulled out the second time. She yelled, "Leave it alone! I like it there!" and rearranged them yet again, and it hasn't happened since. Now at times, my four-month-old nephew will turn his head, look at a bare wall, and giggle. When he is being changed in another room, he will look up in the corner of the ceiling. Will hardly blink and giggle. I don't know what they're saying here. Which happens every time he is laid on the changing table. While my brother was changing my nephew, the baby started screaming bloody murder. So my brother took him out of the room and held him close to his chest. Which is when he started to feel a little skeptical about spirits. My sister-in-law just pointed out to me my cat Abby was very, very skittish around everything and everyone and would follow me wherever I went and around the house. Now that we've moved, Abby is comfortable, which... Okay, that was a lame story. What the fuck? Sneak touch whisper. Oregon Haunted Theater. Midnight Visitor. She hugs me. Fairy in the Woods. My Vision. Everything's in uppercase. No. Stuck with puppets. I don't know, you guys. Sorry, I'm just scrolling. I have to. No. My aunt's basement. The children in my closet. Oh, my. See, it's by these same people that want to... I mean, I guess these people have a lot of experience, so they like to share stories, I guess. I don't know. 2014. All right. Here we go. Let's get right into the story. Thank gosh. A year ago, I moved into an apartment and nothing happened for the first few months. Paranormal activities started around November. In my apartment, I have a balcony in my living room. Shouldn't they say they have a balcony outside of their living room? So in this case, they have a balcony in their living room, you guys. Okay. When it gets sunny, a huge sunbeam fills up the living room. I was on my sofa watching TV. I looked over and saw a shadow of two small children running around the sofa playing tag. Sounds like a dream. One would tap the other and the other would chase. There was a boy and a girl. The girl had very long hair and a dress of some sort. The boy had a short hair, not buzz cut short, but about the nape of his neck. He was wearing pants, I would hope so, and it looked like a button-up shirt. Later on, I heard giggling and my closet door opened and shut. About a month later, I was in bed and I woke up about 1 o'clock in the morning when I was very thirsty. Okay, well, thank you for letting us know why you woke up. Appreciate it. I got up and went to the kitchen when I stopped. The room was freezing cold, and I heard pots and pans clank, like clattering around. I looked on the wall. Two shadows of children were on the wall. I carefully looked around the corner, and nothing was there. I wasn't scared, and I left them to play. Sorry. Later on in the week, I had a glass of water. Okay. You drink water. Excellent. I sat it down on the counter and went to use the restroom. Sorry. Oh, boy. When I came back, the water cup was gone. Okay. Stop. Back your truck up. Beep, beep, beep. First is a glass of water. Now it's a cup of water. And it was gone. I'm sorry. Oh, God. I didn't think anything of it and went into my fridge to eat dinner. So she went to the fridge to eat her dinner? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Wow. This is a prime rider right here, man. Inside the vegetable container, I found my cup of water. I heard giggles and banging on my closet door. Oh my God. My room has always been the coldest. It's always just freezing in my room. My landlord has said, your room must have a wind leak or window leak. Cold air gets in. But I even switched rooms in and the cold would follow. I'm trying to read this, you guys. Oh my God. It never bothered me. I mean, I should let these children have the life they've never fully lived to have. But here are my two final encounters with the twins. And then she goes on how she believes that they're twins, blah, blah, blah. I don't care. Just a few days ago, I was eating breakfast at my counter. I have a radio iPod charger in my kitchen. Well, okay. It has speakers so I can play iTunes or radio if I'd like. Okay. I watched the radio button press itself and the volume dial move up and down. I went to turn off because it was just static, and then the volume turns down all by itself and the radio button is pressed, turning off the speakers. This last encounter was scary to me. I was just watching TV when I heard my closet doors open and closing and banging around. Soon it stopped, but it did scare me. Thank you for reading my encounter. You are welcome. You are very welcome. But you guys have to admit, right? She has a balcony in her living room, and she likes to eat out of her refrigerator. Oh my gosh. Silly, silly, silly. Yes, very silly. What did I get out of that story? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Got nothing. Absolutely nothing. You guys, if you share your story, you know I won't laugh. But, I mean, honestly. You've got a balcony in your living room. I don't know, maybe they were nervous writing the story and they didn't think of it. Just like when I did the podcast the other day, it was a crap podcast. Delete, redo. So, I hope you guys had some good laughs with me on that one. Let's just have some fun, okay, and laugh about it, all right? That was from fucking 2014 or something like that. So, c'est la vie. Oh, my goodness, that was good. So, that was a much better podcast. A couple good stories. Meow. You know, not bad, not bad. So, I have marked it at almost exactly 30 minutes. So, thank you so much for taking out of your day, your week, your evening to listen to this 30-minute podcast. And my Spotify numbers are about 1105 followers, I think it is. 1,000, something like that. Actually, I don't remember. I think it's something like that. It doesn't matter. And then, like, they show the searches, and it was like four. The numbers, like, fluctuate. It's really bizarre. I'll say, like, 4.5K searches were found. I was found on Spotify, and then the number can go up to, like, it'll go 4.5, and it'll go up to, like, 6.9. It'll drop back down to 4.2. It's really weird. But again, if I have that many followers, over 1,000. Where are y'all? The most listeners I get on this is, or plays, is about 60, I think, plays. So I don't know what's more important, the plays or the followers. I don't know. Anyways, you guys, if you want, you can visit my cute little shop on Facebook. Click the link, Wisconsin Festival of the Supernatural. I try to keep, like I said before, the price is cheap. So anyways, email me if you want to, Facebook me if you want to, Messenger me on Facebook, and you guys have a phenomenal week. I don't know if I'll be able to do another podcast this Sunday. We'll see how it goes. But everyone take care. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much for listening to this crazy-ass, raw-ass podcast. I appreciate it. I appreciate you. Everyone take care. And this is Mrs. Paranormal signing off.